Welcome to The Practical Intuitive, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Robin is an intuitive, spiritual consultant, and past life regression specialist based in Seattle, Washington. As The Practical Intuitive, she explores life on our conscious, evolving planet, our mother. It's all here, from how the world really works to intuition, the human-animal bond, mediumship, clearing space with space cooperating, and spirituality. It's Robin Fritz, The Practical Intuitive, helping you master body, mind, and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. My name is Robin Fritz, and it is this show is being recorded for January 16th, 2023, and it will be my last show. I'm ending my podcast to do other things, which I will talk about later on, but today we're ending by talking about our relationship with our beloved planet, our mother, and what it means to be a good ancestor. It's not a phrase I made up, but I heard it, saw it somewhere last year in all the reading that I do, and I thought, what a wonderful way to describe how to live on our planet. And so we're going to talk about that. What does it mean to be a good ancestor? And along with that, we're going to talk a little bit about what they call climate change, the role of hurricanes in the world, and just an overview of how we can create the best relationship with our planet, which includes being the best that we could be in our own lives. So I'm happy that you're joining us today and to think about how you could be a good ancestor. So it goes back to why I restarted my radio show last October after dealing with some health issues over the last few years. And in my role as an ambassador to our mother, to our planet, as an ambassador to humans and for humans, and to remind you that we are all really ambassadors to our mother, to our beloved planet. And that requires us to think about new ways of living on our planet and living with the planet. And how does that roll with you? And what do you think that means for you in your life? And don't ever for a moment think that you're not important. That's a given for all of us. So as we get into the subject today about being good ancestors, I want to give you one last opportunity to connect with my business partner, my crystal partner, Fallon, the Citrine Lemurian Quartz. Fallon, as Citrine Lemurian, is a rare crystal form, but it is also a rare planetary energy. So imagine that you're tapping your strongest intuitive ability and you're allowing that to help you connect with Fallon. You're completely safe, and imagine him, as you will, as a gold light going straight to your heart and with each beat of your heart flooding your body with healthy energy. And just take a moment and relax and just connect. You may hear him talk. You may feel that gold light. You may see him. You may just know that you're connected with him in the way that your intuition works most strongly. And feel that gold light coursing through your body, filling you up with healthy energy, giving you a great boost of energy. So how do we become good ancestors, right? And it's a really, really great phrase, right? Being a good ancestor. I wish I'd created it, but I'm happy to use it. And I don't know who to attribute that to. I just read it somewhere last year and I thought, this is perfect. This is perfect. And of course, I'm going to take it in a different direction somewhat than that person originally used it. But first, let's look at the crises on the planet, right? We can't get real about healing or about making things better for ourselves, our human and animal families, our neighbors, our cities, our countries, the planet. We can't help make things better if we don't know what's going wrong, right? And we don't make choices. And we're making them all the time. So we are living in a time where the crises we face seem overwhelming. And of course, they did at all points in history. It's just that in previous times, most previous times, we didn't have 24/7 access to news around the world. So we didn't know what the rest of the world was experiencing. Summer, winter, you know, hurricanes, drought, floods, earthquakes, just people warring with each other, but also the great things, discoveries of new ways of planting and growing food, creating cars. I mean, I'm the first person to say I'm thrilled to be living in a modern times where I have electricity so I can cook and heat and have lights on in the dark. But we have many crises, and we're not ignoring them by saying being a good ambassador. We have economic, we have intellectual and cultural crisis. We have a religious, medical, and foreign relations crisis, not to mention existential angst crises. Who am I and what am I here for? In energy and environmental. And, you know, along with that, they talk about climate change. And it's like, hello, people. The climate has changed throughout history. Like, what's your problem? Let's talk about that and how we can look at it, because how we're looking at it now is not helping us or the planet. But as I've watched people in the last few years deal with the crises around them, including the pandemic, including rising costs, including really bad attitudes, right? And that's not just people disagreeing, it's people being hateful, right? So it really points out that there are different ways of looking at crises. And one of them is becoming rigid in your belief system. And that comes from fear, from anxiety, from worry, from thinking that we're not good enough, to feeling that we're special. And that's where the conspiracy theories come in about the pandemic, about the government, about, oh my God, crazy things in politics. And why? Because people feel that they have special knowledge, right? And that special knowledge is always something bad, but something that, because you have that special knowledge, it makes you better than or more certain about whatever it is that ends up becoming hateful, right? And that's cruel and judgmental, and that's really not where you want to go, right? It's people who can't see another way out of an issue, another way of dealing with an issue. So they run and they hide and they fight, but they're afraid, right? They let fear rule them. And that's what we need to change. You know, the other day I was out for a walk. My reincarnated animal family, Oliver Alki, my Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, and Karis, Russian Blue Cat, have both had health issues lately. The cat with a nasty sinus infection and my dog with a sore back that comes from an injury he had like 3 years ago. So been rebuilding him. He's feeling good now, but he's rebuilding his stamina. And I've been out walking by myself. And I ran into a neighbor who stopped me and said, oh, where's your little buddy? And I'm like, oh, he has a sore back. And like, how have you been? These are smart people, younger than me, but then who isn't? And I thought, you know, accomplished professionals are working in, even one of them's working in healthcare field, you know. I felt there was a commonality there. And what I heard was, oh, I just had COVID and I took ivermectin and a week later I'm fine. And I'm like, oh my God, like, can't you people let go of the crap? I mean, ivermectin is not a solution for COVID. It's a result of people being fearful and judgmental and sure that they're right without looking at the science, the facts, or the reality, right? And that's being rigid in your beliefs. It's not following through. It's being smart and not paying attention. Am I right all the time? Of course not, right? Who is, right? But you can follow science. You can follow the facts. And you can make decisions based on what's true and not on conspiracies and not on things that hold you so rigidly in a belief system that you do not grow. And it reminded me that maybe that's how we got started with religion in the first place, right? Oh, I was feeling bad and I prayed for help and I got better, so of course there must be a God. Yeah, those don't compute. It's not the same thing. And the New Age philosophy of there are no coincidences and, you know, the universe has your back. Really? Yes, in a way, everything works out better if we stand up for a belief system that actually works. And we'll get into that. All right. So as you're dealing with crises, you've got the being rigid in your beliefs and not being able to respond to a crisis that happens. And then so we end up wallowing in it. Or you can be open to innovation and change. What can change in mind, body, and spirit? What can change in culture, religion, science, and technology that can help us make things better? How does mindset change? So we can be leaders in innovation, but be careful who you look up to for guidance and insight, right? The so-called scientists who don't understand what COVID is, or just any example that you can pull out there of people who won't look at the world as it really is and come to some conclusion about how to live in it, right? So that's why I say be open to innovation and find the people you can listen to who make sense, right? Don't fall in line with a guru, you know, and I say don't believe in what I tell you unless you go out and experience it for yourself, right? I'm giving you the tools to help you make decisions and learn about the world in a way that makes you able to be the best that you can be, right? And I worked hard at it myself, and I can still be better. But it isn't by being rigid, it's by being open. Open to innovation, open to change. So look at people with strong integrity. People who use their intuition, right? And their healing, and their common sense, and their smarts, and their learning to benefit all of us. To choose ways of looking at the world that go, yeah, that's a problem. And how do we deal with it? Not hide from it, right? To spur creativity and change. This will lead us to a fascinating world of possibilities. And only you can determine what your contribution to that will be. So be open to innovation that fosters intelligence, creativity, and open-mindedness. You're going to be a good ancestor? Do that. Figure out what that means for you, your family, your neighborhood, your city, your country, and of course, our beloved mother, our planet. So mindset is very important in that, right? And I've repeated this over and over again. I write about it in my books. It's a concept that I call planetary connection as a way to help us connect with it, but it was a mindset that was taught to me by the planet herself, right? It's choosing a mindset that's living in the world as it really exists, not as the world that was given to us by our culture and religion, which is really designed to hold us back, not to help us move forward, at least in the times that we live in now. So it's living in the real world as it really exists, right? Where everything is alive, everything, our trees, our homes, our computers, our cars, our businesses, the planet around us, everything has a soul, is conscious, is alive, sentient. If you want to say that word, it works. Has a job to do, a responsibility to do it, a choice whether to do it or not, and opinions, right? Everything is alive. Everything is equal. We humans are equal. We are not at the top of the food chain. We are equal. And it's tough being a human, right? Because we get ego gets in the way and it makes us hard to understand that other beings out there are as intelligent as we are and have their own jobs. When you look at the world as being equal, you can have a conversation with a tree, with your desk, my desk, who calls herself Hotshot, my computer, who calls herself Your Majesty. And it's like, be open to the sense of humor of the world around us, but also the important things they want to say to us. And if you've listened to my show, you can go back to the story of my trying to such a really big tree and being held away because I had not asked for permission. So being a good ancestor, embrace the concept of planetary connection, of being equal to the world, and then seeing how you can contribute to the planet around you and to your fellow humans and your fellow life, whatever it is, means discarding ideas you have about reality and embracing the truth that humans are equal and not above or not less than anything else. Now, consider what that means for the planet, right? So, I live in Seattle, Washington, the Pacific Northwest, the United States, and gosh, we've sure experienced a lot of wildfires, wildfire smoke. Seattle was sucked in for 6 weeks last year. And it's like, oh my gosh. Well, it's a routine thing that Seattle has experienced since before it was Seattle, right? We just are experiencing it again. There was a period of time when that disappeared. But when you're talking about wildfires in California, right, over time, things changed in California because white people came in and told the natives that they weren't doing it right and planted all these trees and allowed all these trees to grow up, and the natives knew to create wildfire breaks between the plants. Now, what if we brought together the natives who know the land, the forestry experts, the government officials, citizens who are living in the area or concerned about it, community members, and someone who can help you connect with the land itself, to talk with the trees and that, to understand what wildfire is and how to live and work with it, which is connecting with the planet and bringing her knowledge and experience to bear, which we have not yet done. So hang on, we'll be back after the break to talk about more about how to be a good ancestor.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
This segment of The Practical Intuitive is brought to you by Andrea Bovee, licensed insurance agent at BoveeInsurance.com. Andrea specializes in affordable health insurance. Yes, affordable health insurance exists. It's called a defined benefit plan, and it's a budget concept. That means you'll be able to see any doctor, access outpatient services, receive covered preventative services such as mammograms and colonoscopies, enjoy unlimited free virtual doctor visits, and be covered for urgent care, ER, and hospital visits. There's more. During a free consultation, insurance agent Andrea Bovee can help you decide if you should add critical illness or accident coverage, so all your risks are covered when something serious occurs. All this while still delivering savings. Yes, the premiums can be much lower than those in marketplace plans. Ready to check it out? Go to BoveeInsurance.com to book a free consultation with insurance agent Andrea Bovee. Andrea is based in Arizona, but she works by phone and webinar so she can help you wherever you are. Andrea works with her clients to find the best healthcare products at the best prices. Ready to learn more? Contact Andrea Bovee at BoveeInsurance.com. That's B-O-V-E-Y Insurance.com.
This is Kathy Beal, host of Celestial Compass, featuring astrology you can use. Celestial Compass points you to what's going on in the sky and what you can do with it down here on Earth. We also explore fun, effective, and cosmic tools for navigating this adventure we call life. Join me the first and third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for Celestial Compass. It's enlightening, entertaining, and empowering.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. I'm Robin Fritz, and today we're talking about how to be a good ancestor. So when you're talking about mindset and how to live in a mindset where we are equals with all life, where our job is to serve our mother, our beloved planet, to help her thrive, because when she thrives, we thrive, and that's what our job is here on Earth, right? Talked about how, well, we can cooperate and learn. And one of the things I'm doing is training people to use our intuition to connect with the planet. And still keep trying to connect with people in government and business so that they can make space for intuitives who are connected to the planet to help them interpret what the planet is saying to us, so that we can add that to our knowledge base to make things better. Because right now we're making things the way people want them, and clearly that's not working. So one of the things that comes into that is the idea of climate change. And that brings up hurricanes. And hurricanes, you know, are, wow, we've seen hurricanes at work in the United States, in particular the last few years. But I can't seem to completely get people to understand what hurricanes really are. They are the reason why we have a planet in the first place. They actually are here to help with the climate, right? So leave them alone, please. I hear people that are Reiki masters and they use energy and they go, oh, let's push the hurricane away from land. And I'm like, really? That's human concepts. That's like, I don't want to have my house blown down. Well, nobody does. Nobody wants to see flooding and fires and all the things that happen, you know. But hurricanes have a job to do. Their job is to regulate the climate. And I've explained this before. If you look at the Gulf Stream, and I know this from talking with hurricanes, right? Not from my own ego or whatever, from listening to what hurricanes have to tell us. And that's what I'm teaching people, to listen and respond so that they can work with other people. And for all of us, everyday human beings, to bless our weather systems on their way. Yeah, it's kind of tough, you know, when you're in back-to-back torrential rainstorms currently in California, and we're in the middle of a 2-day one here in Seattle. Yeah, it's tough to see things like that. It's tough to live through 6 weeks of smoke and wildfire season. It's a living, evolving planet, and we can help with that. And one of the things we can do is to leave hurricanes alone. They're created on a cycle to cleanse the planet. That includes the land and the water that they move over. Things get to choose to live or die in that period of time, and the planet goes on. When we interfere with the course of one hurricane, we affect the course of others. I will be talking about this in my books coming up that I'm concentrating on writing this year, so that you have it there in front of you so you can see what I've been told. So if we push hurricanes away from land, or we try to get them to stop, what we're going to do is freeze the planet. And climate change is not heating like people think. It's freezing, right? So if we keep a hurricane from doing its job, the Gulf Stream slows down and half of the Northern Hemisphere freezes. That's the reality that hurricanes are facing. That's why they're coming in increasing strength, to keep the Gulf Stream moving. Now, if you turn to your scientists, they will tell you that it took them 30-some plus years to figure that out, when it took 10 minutes for a hurricane to explain it to me. So use your intuition, use your healing abilities on yourself, and listen to what the planet has to tell you, and you will learn these things. And you will then be able to make your unique contribution to the welfare of our planet. The other part of that is population. Hurricanes have been very clear. reduce your population. There are too many humans on the planet, right? That's the one thing that everybody shies away from in talking about climate change. Too many people on the planet. They have also asked people to move away from the areas like the Everglades and to concentrate in cities so they can cleanse that land without controversy. So think about that. So literally, what does the planet need from us, and how can we be good citizens and good ancestors in doing that? So what are the other things that you can do? Love, right? The toughest thing we all have is to learn to love ourselves, but to extend that love beyond ourselves to our families, human and animal, to our neighbors, to our cities, to our countries, to the planet, right? Spread love wherever you go. Love is the most important choice we can make, starting with ourselves. And I learned this the hard way, and it took me more than half of my lifetime, and I'm asking you to not let it take that long for you. Learn to love yourself. It's the biggest thing I hear from the dead. They're afraid to actually move to the afterlife because they didn't love themselves. And when they're in the afterlife, they go like, oh gosh, why was that so hard? Because when you choose to be human, you get ego messed up in that. And it's really not a compliment to be a human. It's a choice that we make because we're really working on growing love in that body in that lifetime. But you can learn to love yourself and then spread that love. And it's hard. It means giving up ego and it's self-doubt and know that, and to really believe that however many mistakes we make, we can always choose love. And that makes us better. And that leads to you becoming a good ancestor. And it includes loving others, right? Doesn't mean you have to like everybody. I don't, right? And it can mean you could cut people out of your life, which I have done, right? It's not an easy decision or one that you make lightly, but it's one you make for your welfare. And that is important too. Being a good ancestor means loving yourself and creating boundaries where you need to. And it means being happy, right? We all deserve to be happy. So go for it. What makes you happy, right? How can you be happier? How can you help the planet be happy, right? What is it going to take for you to be happy and to spread happiness? Right? Doesn't mean you're not going to have controversy. Doesn't mean you're not going to disagree with people. How do you be happy? How does happiness come from love? And be awful, okay? Awful as an A-W-E. Fill yourself with awe, right? Every single day, find something to have awe about, literally, right? Every day, I'm so fortunate. I have the most wonderful animal family, but sadly, I didn't get to be a mother of humans. And that's something that just didn't work out for me. And that can make me sad at times. But I choose to be happy. I choose to love. And I find a moment, really most of the day, when it's awe-inspiring, right? The light on the ocean, a sea lion, logs in the ocean, the trees, my animals, just the rain coming down and nurturing us. For the first time in years today, Washington State is officially out of drought. So complain about rain? I don't. I like rain. I like the dark days of winter. Find something every day to go, oh my gosh, isn't that amazing? It will make your life better. And as it does, it rises up that healthy, positive energy in you, and that spills out into the world, and it will help with the crises that are all around us. When you choose awe, thank our mother for helping you to be the enlightened person that you are becoming, and humble enough to embrace that feeling. It leads to smiles, to joy, to peace, and yep, occasionally controversy. I still stumble over people that I think are friends that are not, and I just keep moving on. But this attitude of awe, of love, of respect is what helps you connect to the planet as an ambassador to our mother, to thank her, to enjoy her, to do what you can to support her. Okay, that means tapping your intuition. Learn, for God's sake, learn how your intuition works, right? And use it, right? And don't let yourself be intimidated away from it. You know, we've had centuries where we've been cut off from our intuition, from our innate healing abilities as well. And that just, it makes me sad. It took me, I was fully alive intuitively as a child. And in fact, my dad, who died in 1994, will still tell you that I'm the strangest kid he ever knew. And he raised me, right? Well, now we know why. I never understood why I didn't connect with people as well, but why I was so content in the old growth forest of my youth, right? Because I was connected to the planet. It seemed normal to me, right? So let your intuition work. Let your innate healing abilities work. You can take Reiki training or any kind of energy healing training, but really, all you really need is a technique the goddess Connie taught me. Cross your hands on your heart. Breathe into the palms of your hands. Imagine energy coming into that with a breath. You can then hold your palms out facing the world. Invite the energy to go where it will. When it's done, cross your hands back over your heart and breathe in that energy. It helps you get grounded and balanced again. That's all you need to do. During the day, if you're embarrassed to clutch your heart, right, when you're out in public or in a meeting, imagine that you're doing it. And it is really, and I've taught this in classes. I've taught this with individual clients, and they come back to me and they say, of all the energy healing training they did, that is the only thing they need to learn to do. So do it and let it work for you. So following along with that, how can you be healthy, right? You can be a good ancestor if you take care of your health, eat and drink nourishing things, live lightly on the planet, right? Take care of your health. And I have done that for years, and I still fall over things like, oh my gosh, Robin, guess what? You need a new hip. I'm like, what again? Yeah, things happen, right? Move forward with that. And respect all life, right? Again, that's part of being a good ancestor. Realize that you are equal to that spider on the wall, right? You are equal to the food you eat, to your car, to your desk, to the trees outside, to a hurricane, to a volcano, to everything out there which is sentient, which is aware, which is alive, which has a soul, right? And each of those souls is learning to love in that particular form that it takes. Now, I am the first to admit I am not fond of snakes or spiders. And I seriously believe that there are some life forms, as in snakes and spiders, that should live on a different planet from me. But that's not going to happen, right? So I tried to live in ignorance of it as best I can. So that too is respect, right? So live your lives, spiders and snakes. Just don't live them around me, please. All right? So yes, have a sense of humor, right? And it's easy at times to think of things that can help us in tough times. What isn't easy is to remember the things that help us to live them when tough times hit, right? So when it's good times and easy times, it's easy to think of all the things that we can do to be our best. It's really tough when we're having tough times, right? And believe me, I know about tough times. So many tough times in my life that frankly, I'm exhausted. And I've also pushed through all of them. And I'm ecstatic that I did that. And I've been criticized by people. Like, I did, like, why? What's your problem? I had things happen to me and I pushed through them. From experiencing the death of a loved one when I was only 9 to health crises that really just one after the other. And I understand if you have that. And I know it's our mother's happy to listen when you say, well, really, again? I have pain and disability and I'm worried about next month's bills again? Mother, what do I do, right? And she'll kick your butt and tell you to gut it out and move forward. Because that's all we can do, right? Gut it out and move forward. And as you learn, experience what it feels like to move forward and then spread that feeling out. Because again, it's all energy. Yeah, crap happens. And yes, you let it go and you move forward, which is what I call embracing grit and resilience, right? Grit is something I've seen a lot of in some people, but not a lot in the whole world in recent years. Instead, it's been replaced by complaints and entitlement and judgment, conspiracy theories and rigid beliefs. And I'm inviting you to let that all go, right? Because we can have tough times and we can work through them. Perseverance, determination, resilience, being passionate about what you're doing and thinking and feeling moves you toward self-love. Becoming vulnerable, experiencing vulnerability, and pushing through it and beyond failures is how grit gets us through disappointment. Grit. I know about grit, and I encourage you to find out about it. And start with this idea I want to share with you right before the break. What is your something? What happened to you? How did you mess up? How did you fail? How did you miss out on something? Then look at how you can correct that, or how you can move through that, or how you can solve the problem. And ask our mother for help. Right? She's there supporting us. We're there supporting you. As equal beings, we support each other. Ask for help. Ask for her opinion. I was sitting by the ocean the other day and going, Mother, okay, you know, here's changes coming up in my life. What are we going to do? What do I do? What do you think? And listen to what the answer is. After the break, we're going to talk about a few other things, and then I have a story to share with you about how we can pull all this together and be good ancestors. Hang on for the break.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and as today, as I wind up my radio show, we're talking about how to be a good ancestor, right? How do we live in equality with the world? How do we become ambassadors to our mother, our conscious evolving planet? And I've talked a lot about different things, but let's move on and talk about empathy, right? How do you relate to others, to their problems or concerns? Not just humans, but your animal family, your home, your business, your work, the trees, the land around you, the cities and the buildings, right? Whenever I do a clearing of a home or business, I mean, not whenever, but a lot of times when I do, I hear back from the place, well, you're the first person to ever talk to us. It's like, wow, that is so sad, right? Be respectful, have empathy with the world around us. The mother thinks of us as equals. Let's think of us as all of us as equals supporting her. And that is being respectful, starting with yourself and spreading out. Respect yourself. If you don't respect yourself, no one will. Respect all life and it will respect you. Other beings are out there willing to connect with us, but since we don't think of them as equals, we don't think they're worthy to talk with, have a conversation with, connect with. Quit that, right? Because it's not true, right? Have a sense of humor, right? I laugh a lot and it's fun. You try it. Be patient. Gosh, I never have enough patience. Do you? We need to work on that, all of us. Have courage. And that is a tough one in tough times. Courage is something we'll never have too much of. It takes courage to live in the world that we've made for ourselves, to work past illness and disability and disappointment and everything that happens, including the breakdown of society around us. But you can do it. You're here in this body right now to grow in self-love, to help others love, to love others. And that's it, everything it is, and it takes courage, right? How do you translate that to action, right? So again, equality, this is the one thing that I want you to take away from my radio show and from your life now. This body that you're in, that a tree is in, that a hurricane is in, that a volcano is in, that your desk is in, it's that choice of that soul to have that experience to grow in love in that particular form, right? It's not greater than or less than anything else. It is all equal. Thinking that other beings are less than us makes us less than them. And you don't want that because that's not going to help you grow. Now I want to talk about faith. And I want to tell you a story about collaboration and how we can do that. And it's kind of a long story. We'll see how far I get into it before the end of the show. But faith. Faith is not religion. Honestly, I can say this. I was born and raised Catholic and I left and I have no intention of ever going back. And I personally don't think anyone should. But that is my experience and other people have a religious faith that matters to them and that works for them. That's great for you. Just do not forget that the reality is different than what faith and religion teaches us. And honestly, I think religion has held us back on purpose for control, as well as our culture. And if we stand up and say, no, there's certain aspects of this that I will take and others that I won't, this is how you grow in self-love and how you grow in love for the planet and how we create health and healing around us and in us. And if you see the world as equals, as all life being alive and conscious and has a soul and a job to do and a responsibility and opinions about it, it changes how you live in the world. It changes how you live in your homes. It changes how you eat, how you live on the planet, how you move forward. And that is what will make you a good ancestor. Living in the world as it really is, whatever faith you have, religious, needs to alter to be part of that reality. Otherwise, it's a myth, and myths don't help us. And it's time for culture, too, to recognize the planet and the universe as it really is a collaboration of equals. Now, I've told you about hurricanes and their role in the world, and I want to tell you a story, and it's a story, it's a reminder of working with the planet and kind of awkwardly at times working with the planet. So years ago, and when I was thinking about this story, I thought, oh yeah, it was 2004 and we were in the middle of Hurricane Katrina. And I was on Vashon Island here across the water from me with my three animals, my two dogs and my cat, Grace the cat. And I had this idea that the three of them and I would go for a walk in the woods at a friend's house. And I had the cat on this really cool little harness and my dogs were trotting along beside her and looking at her like, oh, isn't this fun, Grace? And Grace is like, yeah, no. And I hadn't tightened up her harness enough. And the next thing I knew, she was gone in the woods, lost, where she stayed for way, way long period of time, which was like, okay, not months and years, but I don't know now, 4 or 5 days, way too long. 3 or 4 days, I don't know. Anyway, I did a whole bunch of things to try to get her to come home, including setting out those humane traps and oh gosh, I caught another cat, you know, Vashon Island is mainly rural and there were deer there. And the deer came out at one point and stood there in the yard and looked at me and said, like, what is wrong with that thing? Like, we're trying to help it and it's hissing at us. You know, because Grace had never seen a deer before and a deer's got its head down looking at the cat, right? The whole time she was gone, she was 20 feet from me, but I couldn't see her through the dense foliage. You sure as heck couldn't catch her, right? And so all my friends were trying to help. And they were giving advice and they were, you know, tuning in and they were doing everything that anybody could do to help get Grace the cat home. And finally, my dogs and I were torn up by brambles. It turns out I'm allergic to nettles. And oh my God, it was just a nightmare. We were camped on my friend's floor for days. It was awful. Finally, I was like, I couldn't do it anymore. And I said, Grace the cat, here's your chance. You can do one of two things. You can come home or you can stay, but we are leaving. All right. So this is our last night. I brushed the dogs. I put hair from the dogs inside the trap and outside the trap. And in both places, I put food and water. And I asked her to choose. I said, if you want to come home, walk inside the metal bars, walk inside that little cage. The door will shut behind you and you'll be safe. And then you can come home with us. If you choose to live here in the wild, so to speak, we'll come and visit every now and then and walk out in the woods and say hello, even though we won't see you and occasionally leave food, but you'll be on your own. And it is your choice, right? It's what you can do. I can't do any more than that. Also, at the same time, I saw a wolf in the woods. I'm like, we don't have wolves on Vashon Island. We don't have wolves anywhere around here. And I'm like, what is that wolf and why can I see through it? And then I realized, oh, that's Russell. Russell is the spirit guide of a really good friend. And he was always showing up here to hang out with me and my animals. But and, you know, after looking at him for a moment, I knew he wasn't real because not only could I see through him, but he was giving me the look Russell always gives me, which is like, what are you thinking? You are such a nuthead. Because I make mistakes, right? So Russell was there. And, you know, in Vashon Island, okay, as the entity was helping, it was creating space for Grace to make her choice whether she was going to come home or not and protecting her as best as it could in these woods where other cats lived. And actually during that week, as my friend would leave for work and early in the morning, she said there were no cats. All the cats had disappeared. You know, it was like Vashon Island was protecting my cat from the other cats that were wild and also from herself and giving her the opportunity to choose. Well, Grace chose to come home. The next morning after telling her this is it, she was inside the crate. And we brought her home and we checked her out. And of course, she was perfectly healthy. It was the two dogs and I that were like run down, beat up, exhausted, scratched up, overheated from extreme heat and everything. Okay, so here's where I'm going with this story. So friends that really helped me were sponsoring a wedding on the beach on Vashon Island the day after we got home from the island and we were relaxing at home. And I thought, well, you know, how can I contribute to that? And the weather was kind of iffy and it looked like it was going to rain. So I asked Vashon Island, I said, well, do you think, you know, it would be possible, you know, for it not to rain during the wedding? And Vashon Island goes like, why would you ask that? And I said, well, I'm just experimenting. I'm learning, you know, to talk again with all of nature. And I'm just wondering. And so Vashon Island goes, okay, let's talk to the rain system. So the rain clouds come in, and I'm talking to the rain system, and it says, well, what's the problem with rain? Rain is good. It makes crops grow and all of that. And they're like, what's your problem with rain? I said, actually, I don't have a problem with rain. But, you know, it rains here off and on, you know, all year, rains a lot, you know. And sunny days are the days that people really like to celebrate. And my friends are celebrating. They love Vashon Island so much. And they're celebrating this wedding. And I just thought, you know, they helped me so much. They gave me faith. They helped me find Grace the cat and bring her home. And I just thought it would be really nice if it could just be sunny for the period during the wedding, just those few hours. And the rain goes, well, okay, we'll hold off until 5 o'clock. And one part of me is going like, how does the weather know it's going to be 5 o'clock? And the other part of me is on the phone telling my friend, go ahead, have your wedding. Make sure everybody is inside or under your tents at 5 o'clock when it will rain. And they're like, okay, don't ask questions. Just do what she says. It was sunny and bright and beautiful. And at 5 o'clock, it rained. Okay, so what does that mean in cooperation and being a good ancestor? Well, it was a fun story, right? Right? And the moral is learning to cooperate with the planet, right? And I'm not saying change the weather, because there are some people that can do that, and we really shouldn't unless we know what's going on. But here's the overall thing. At least I was conscious enough at that point to say, is it possible, and what is this going to affect everything? And the rain said, we're on a schedule, you know, we have these things to do and we need to rain there at that point, but we can hold it off a little bit, right? And then we'll come. And so it was a negotiation. It was a collaboration between equals. I didn't tell the rain what to do. I asked. And I asked Vashon Island for help, just as a gift to these people who had helped me. And yeah, probably would have been easier to send flowers, right? But the moral is cooperate with the planet. Find out what's going on around you. What does the planet need? I know there's people that teach cloud busting. And it's like I sat there on my deck one day and I thought, oh, I'll experiment with this, because I was younger and dumber than I am now. And as I insisted this cloud break apart, this tail end of the cloud would separate and then it would just zoom across the sky to catch up with the cloud. And then I'd like, okay, you need to back away from that cloud. And it would do the same thing again. So I was breaking up the cloud system and then it was going back together. Now, there are people that teach you to do that and like, why? It was stupid. And the cloud said to me, you know better than that. Stop it. And it was right. So that's what I want to leave you with today. Cooperate with the planet. Respect our planet. Be a good ancestor in learning that the reality is we are all equals. Humans are not better than or worse than, except for maybe our egos. But if you look at all life as being equal to you, how do you live in your home? How do you help your home keep itself clear while you're keeping yourself clear? How do you find out what other beings, what their job is? And how does that make you be the best that you can be? We need to make these changes. We have many crises affecting us. We have always had crises affecting us as humans on the planet, right? But we need to move forward. And the only way to move forward to heal ourselves, to support our planet, is to change the mindset that makes us think that we're in control. We're not in control. We're equals. We're part of a whole. So how can you do that? How can you be a good ancestor? How can you let self-love, respect, empathy, your sense of humor, your patience, your courage, it all come together to be humble enough to look at all life as being equal to you? And how can that help you in your individual path to becoming the best that you can be, to finding your purpose in life, to learning to love, and to be the person that you came to be in this life? So I want to thank you for joining me. I did sessions the other day with people who'd been listening to my show. I appreciate everyone who's listened. I appreciate Chris and Leonie Buck for being supportive of me. It's just time for me to move on. I need to regain my physical strength, but also I'm moving on to working mostly with clearings and soul progression clearings with clients, you know, intuitive consultations. But I'm also moving on to writing projects. Some fiction that I'd written 20 years ago that got stuffed in a closet and my nephews reminded me of, and I'm having fun doing that. So I'm doing fiction writing. I'm finishing. I have a book on clearing space. I have another book on how to be intuitive in a practical world. And I'm going to be figuring out a schedule for all of that. So if you want to know what I'm up to with my writing and how that affects you, please go to my website and sign up for my newsletter. My website is robynfritz.com. That's RobynFritz.com. Also, please support Om Times and the Om Times community. Tune into their shows. Tune into their wonderful magazines and their work. Thank you for being there. Take care.